Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy Easy, most known unknown Easy Oso, coming back if you're live again.
I do apologize for my tardiness. I did say 10 o'clock show, and when I tried to go on, unfortunately, it did not work out. I'm still getting used to this again. I haven't done it in a while, so please excuse my mishaps. Eventually, I will get it right. But I am coming to you guys today. Hold on, just let me share this out real quick. You know what? I probably have to do that over my phone. Yeah, I'm just still getting used to all this stuff again. Either way, I am here to talk about pretty much the title of my show today, which is why I decided to do this, the aftermath of having no father in your life. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this, because I've been feeling a certain type of way about not growing up with my father in the home for a while now. And I've known people in my family as well as my friends, you know, that don't have or didn't grow up with their father just as I did. Now, they might have known a father. They might have not been able to spend as much time with their father. You know, so, and I want to make this clear. This is not a show to bash fathers that are not in the home. This is not about bashing. This is strictly about healing from somebody that went through it. In most cases, in most terms, what my father would be considered to be is a deadbeat to a person like me. I don't feel that way, but he can be classified as one because of the fact that he was really never in my life. You know, he was a part of it for the most part, but he was never really in my life. Now, I've seen multiple people grow up without their father in their life. Some of my best friends have this, you know, and some of them grew up with their pops. And you can see the difference, you know. In some cases, people have to transition in a way where they have to go out and take life and grab it by the horns and just do, because you don't know what you don't know. And what I mean by that is, your parents can only teach you so much stuff. My mom could only teach me so much stuff. And my dad, I guess, for what little he did show me, could only teach me so much stuff. He can only teach me from what he knows. Just like my mom could only teach me from what she knows. So, in my life, when I come to my mom about a problem, if she don't feel like she can help me with it and stuff like that, she'll give me her best option, which is, you know, usually something that says, you know, maybe take some time and see what else you can do. With my father, he'll give you kind of an empowerment thing. So he'll be like, you know, just continue to strive for something, or it's going to get better type of deal. So, yeah, my father didn't end up with my mother. It just, the way things happened back then, he wasn't the greatest as far as keeping his promise of being a one-man woman. it just had happened back then, you know. Fathers was not always fathers as far as, I'm sorry, fathers were not always boyfriends or husbands as relationships critique, and kind of like that today. Nonetheless, growing up, I did have a stepfather majority of my life. You know, so that kind of helped, but it didn't really help. I don't think he was a stand-in or anything like that. I think my mom truly loved him, but it's still a difference there. Like, he taught me some stuff. He taught me, you know, how to be a mannerable person, how to help people, just some of the basic things in life. And I feel like he was a difficult person sometimes with the way he came up in life. So in turn, he kind of made it difficult for others when he was bringing us up. So my pops wasn't really there for me, but he did come when, you know, for the most part, when he was alive, when I needed him. Well, when there was kind of a major emergency, he kind of said, you know what, I'll show up then. And that's how much I seen my pops in my life, only when it was really emergencies. And then occasionally I catch him, you know, like at my mom's house occasionally, but it was mainly for my older sister. It was never for me. He never came for me. No, I take it back. He came for me when I was a kid, but I don't happen to remember that stuff. And then I don't remember anything before the age of four. I think only a certain amount of people that are born have that issue where they can't really remember anything to a certain age, and I was one of those people. So I think he was with us for the most part when I was born, probably up until around the age of four, or maybe not too far before the age of four. And in that time, to the age of four, I could remember him being with him, like hanging with him, staying with him. I stayed with him once that I can remember. We spent the weekend with my father that I can remember. And then I went to the movies with him once in my life, and I can't remember if it was with my mom or with his family. I don't even know if it was that weekend where he had us. He had me and my sister. That's how much I don't remember him being around. I got to figure it out for myself. It's kind of like blank spots in your mind, you know, blackouts. So it's also the reason why Lion King will always be top three for me in movies, because that was the movie we went to go see. He loved the character Rafiki. Even though he wasn't a main character, he wasn't really even a character in the movie that much. He said a few lines, did a few things, but he loved Rafiki. And I get my love of certain things from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see certain things that he loved that I love. Like, growing up, I would watch X-Men. And I loved X-Men. And my favorite character happened to be Wolverine. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know my father loved watching the same things. He loved anime. He loved the cartoons that would come on. You know, he was the one that introduced me to Spawn when I was younger. Well, he didn't introduce me to it. I happened to see it on his TV when I was a kid. So we ended up loving the same character in X-Men. It's surprising, without me even knowing, that how much I think like him, do like him, look like him. And we kind of have that unspoken bond, I guess you would say. But the hardest part about being a child from a father that really can't take care of you is growing up with so many questions that you're not going to be able to get answered. Especially because my father passed when I was young. He passed fairly early. And I had to deal with that in my life, and I still don't think I ever came to terms with it. Because it's a very difficult situation to deal with, especially when you're 18. You know what I'm saying? My brother, my littlest, youngest brother, he was the youngest out of all of us. He got to live with my father. You know what I'm saying? Because a different mother. So he got to live with my father. He got to get to know my father. He got to grow up around him, even though it was a short time. He got to understand, I think, man's point of view, a man's perspective in that way. And I think even though, you know, his life ended so early and my brother's time with him was cut short, I think he learned some things from him. And, you know, I'm hoping, I know he's appreciative of the time that they spent together, because he's a great man to this day. And for me, I try to figure it out. I try to be a good man. I try to figure, like, work it out to what I would consider to be a good man and try to follow that. Now, I've flipped before. That's a guarantee, you know, it happens, because you don't know what you don't know and you don't understand what you don't understand. I feel like for me, knowing him just a little bit more, if I could have known him a little bit more, maybe I would have been a little different. Maybe I still would have ended up the same way. You know, I think for most people that know me, they say I'm a good guy. They say I'm a calm guy. They say I'm a cool guy. They say I'm not with any problems. They'll tell you, like, if anything, like, goes down in the streets, I'm usually the one trying to avoid a mess. So I'll leave you to whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be out in the streets doing whatever, it's not my life. You know, I'll leave you be to do what you got to do. I always try to do the right thing. I can say most of that was because of him. I always wanted to be able to be that one to say I did the right thing. You know, I did it differently. So, and knowing my father and not wanting to be like him, because, you know, in my life he wasn't present to me, so I didn't want to be like that. So, and then I didn't want to be, he was essentially a player. I didn't want to be a player. So I ended up going into marriage early. Like, I got married pretty much right in starting college. I started college. I met a girl maybe a year later, I want to say. Yeah, a year later, we ended up. So I was in college in 2007, met the girl in 2007, got married to her in 2008, 6 months later on my birthday, because I wanted to be different from my father. That was the main reason why I was doing it. No, she don't know it. Nobody knows it. But that was the main reason why I was doing it, because I wanted to be different from my father. And I did love the woman at the time. Still to this day, I do. No longer married to her. And, you know, I'm always hoping her family is doing great, because we don't talk anymore. But I married her when I was 20. And things didn't go too well, kind of right off the bat, because I got into some stuff just to, I was doing it wrong, obviously. You know, there was a thing of lust there. And then it was wanting to be better than my father, wanting to be with a woman, one woman, provide for a woman, give her the stuff that she wanted, you know what I'm saying, be that good husband that I wanted my father to be, I was projecting. So I'm looking at it like, if I can be successful in life with my relationship, then I've won, or I've triumphed, because I never got to see that from my father. Granted, my stepfather was there, but it still feels like when you want a person in a certain way, it doesn't matter who steps in for him. So that's why I'm not too much of a fan of a man becoming a stepfather, because it is kind of hard to break that barrier of being like an actual father, unless the kid's father is absolutely not in their life. They have nothing to do with them. They don't want nothing to do with them. They probably never going to want nothing to do with them. That is the only time I think a stepfather will be able to take the reins of a father. That is the only time I really ever will consider it. Or if the father has passed and the mom has, I ain't going to say moved on, because you never move on from a spouse passing. Don't let anybody tell you different. You never move on from it. You start to understand it. You grieve over it. And you start anew. But you never forget, and you always will love that person. If that was the type of relationship you have, you will always love that person. So I'm not really a fan of any of my guys getting with women that have kids and a father is active in their life, because it is very tough, to be honest, to do it. Now, it can happen. There are some anomalies out there that says it can happen, but it's a rarity, because kids are always going to say those words that you never want to hear as a stepfather. You are not my father. As a man, you think it won't hit you the same, but it will, especially if you care for the people. So I got married at a very young age, 20 years old, and I did what I thought was best for me. And it was kind of, in a sense, it was to throw it in my pop's face. Look, I did it. I did what you didn't do. I was upset with you for not doing what you were supposed to do, which is be with my mom. And you know what? This is a big part of it. I'm going to show you how it's done. And so, was it right? No. Like I said, I did love the woman. That still rings true to this day. But did do it for the wrong reason. I wanted to prove myself right. I wanted to prove that I could do something that he didn't do. And I tell you, it was probably the most loyal I've ever been to a woman. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, when I was with her, I never looked at another woman. Never. Because that was the way my pops was. He would have a stray eye. It's just off principle. I always attempted to protect, even though I failed right away at protecting her, which I try to get out of my mind, but I never forgive myself for to this day, because that's what kind of started us down a path of no return. But I didn't really know what protection would look like. And that was the thing that kind of kept us at a standstill. Like I didn't know what protection would look like. So I wasn't really able to protect, unfortunately. It was sad. I wasn't happy with it. I'm still not happy with it to this day. We ended up staying together for quite a while because it happened early in our relationship. And I just never thought it would happen in that way. Thought it would happen in a way where you want to be able to protect your family, your wife, your relationship from everything and anything. But you never know what could come from when you say protection. That you really got to be about that. And I mean with anybody, with mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather, friends, whoever. Hey, even sometimes your kids. When your kids get older and they start disrespecting moms, you got to handle that as a man. But these are things that, you know, you don't think about. I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I was kind of bent on proving my pops wrong, even though he didn't have anything against me. or anything at the time he was gone, so he definitely didn't have nothing against me. But I wanted to prove that I could do it better than him. That was my ultimate goal. Yes, marriage was a big part of it, but my ultimate goal was to prove him. Look, you could do it. You could have did it, pretty much, type of deal. For me, that's what it was saying. Like, you could have did it, and you just chose not to. That's all I was saying. You could do it, but you chose not to. And that's the hardest part. But I was wrong. I was wrong for doing it that way. And I understand it to this day. I was definitely wrong about what was going on, what was happening. And I learned so much from that time. And I still kind of held it against him. Like, my marriage didn't end up working out. And I held that against him. It's like, if you was here and you taught me this stuff, then maybe I wouldn't have went through this. I was wrong, of course. I realize that now. But it's the thought. Back in the day, like, I didn't do this. I wasn't able to complete this because of people like you that, you know, if you was there, maybe this would have went different. But in the end, you're doing the same thing your parents were doing when you were coming up, which is establishing something with somebody and just trying to figure it out. Now, in some cases, your family is, your parents are who are going to give you, you know, advice, the gold on everything you need in life. But they can only give it to you from their perspective. And if they've ever been through it, which a lot of our parents haven't, then they really can't help you out with it. They can try to give you some advice. And I think the best advice that a parent can give nowadays, if they don't know it, try to see somebody that does. Back then, you definitely didn't ask for help from anybody. That includes my generation and my pop's generation. Especially as a man. Now, women, they would from occasionally, but they wouldn't at the same time. For me, growing up, we didn't really ask for help either. It's just the way of the world. So you try to figure it out on your own. And I think that's the reason why I am the way I am today. I'm a very big loner type of guy. Like, I want to keep to myself, but at the same time, I do stuff like this, so I can't really keep to myself. I learned that you can't be the silent type and be on, you know, social media, stuff like that. It just won't ring true in either way, in either case. So, not having them in my life affected my life a lot. It still affects my life, but a little less than back in the day. Because I kind of understand it now. I understand that I can find stuff out and figure stuff out in my own way. And I can talk to family and they can tell me about them. I hate the fact that I got to talk to family to learn about my father because I never knew him. But it's just the thing you got to go through, you know, when you don't grow up with your pops. And if you... He was the type of person that wanted to get to know you, you know what I'm saying? So the things that you learn are different. I've been around people, like I said, that didn't grow up with their fathers. I see how they act, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of act the same way. And then I've been around people that got to know their parents or their father later on in life, and it was a difference in them. And I think it's best to have your father in the home. I don't think anything would change that. I think it would be a great thing. I think you know, it's like you're in a relationship with your significant other, be it man or woman. And they pass, and you really love them. Part of you is gone. Part of you is gone, and you never get to know what could have been. And that's the difficult part about growing up with a father that you know could probably be in your life a little more, but they just not. And it's a difficulty. Like, you got to deal with that every day. And I see it in women, and I see it in guys. Most of the guys that grow up without a father, trying to figure it out, you know, they necessarily, some of them repeat the cycle of, okay, when I get a chick pregnant, I might not be with them. And, you know, that is on them. But at the same time, they just, like I said, repeating the cycle. Some of them who have kids try harder than they ever tried before to make sure their kids are straight because their father wasn't there for them. So they knew how it felt, so they make sure every day that they never give that same type of, you know, to their kids. So they're with them a lot. They're protective. They find strength in themselves to do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, they question themselves a lot of the time. You never will know because they'll never tell you. But they doubt themselves sometimes, but they find a way to pick themselves back up and keep it moving. For the women, you know, most of them, I think if they pops tried, they don't want to hear that stuff. Women are much more different than men. We're more understanding, and we'll figure it out. We'll try and get to know you. We'll try to talk to you. We'll try to understand you and stuff like that. Women, they're more along the lines of, man, F you, man. You had the time, you had the chance, and you never took it. You know, and I think you're an idiot for that. But what can you say to that? Can you tell a woman how to feel about father never being there? And in some cases, they don't understand it, but sometimes they do chase the type of guy that they don't want to talk to. Sometimes they chase their fathers. And it's unfortunate, but it does happen. You chase the man that never wanted or that you feel like never wanted you. And there could be some factors to that, you know, make things happen in that way, but you'll never know because it is definitely harder to get women to understand where you're coming from. So I've seen it on women just as well as men. For myself personally, what I've experienced was I have to be a for sure, like, straightforward person. I gotta be kind of this whatever I can assume is perfect. I got to be a different type of man, and I can't be like him. But the honest truth is, I am like him. I'm a lot like him. I got his quirkiness, his funny, like he's funny, or he was funny. I got my style from him and everything like that. Now, I didn't get the stuff that I wanted from him. He was a tall man. I am not a tall man, unfortunately. He was a big man. I am a big man, unfortunately. I'm working on it just like he was working on it before he passed. Vision, pretty much the same. You know, these different things that I got from him are qualities not so becoming to me. I'm a bit of a flirt because he was a flirt. I got that personality. These different things make up who I am. And I just had to accept that and understand that. And I think I'm going to talk more about this because the show is ending. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys for checking me out. And, you know, of course, there's still a 15-minute delay on this thing. But nonetheless, I am going to do a part two about this. And I appreciate anybody that's listening, anybody that understands, anybody that can comprehend the feeling. Like, look, man, you just had to be there. That's all. I don't think that's asking for too much. I truly don't think it was ever asking for too much. But in some cases, it might have been at the time. So I say to everybody out there that does have a father out there still alive, if you want to, and I think it would be better for you, get to know the man. You don't have to forgive him. You never have to forgive him. You don't even have to understand him. But I think that helps you be you and becoming you. Because, to be honest, I give anything to actually chill with them again. I get scared sometimes to get to know who he was because I can only hear the stories. I can't really live it. And I got to get better at that. So I'm going to come back at y'all with this again, you know, finish up this topic because I knew it was going to go longer than 30 minutes. And I just appreciate everybody that's listening, whenever you listen. And this is your boy, Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Also. This is an easier said and done podcast. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.